Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Again, we are with you for about another 3 hours or so, taking you right up to Cleveland Indians baseball tribe hosting the Texas Rangers for game two in that four-game set. Speaking of the tribe, word came down a little bit earlier, actually just a few minutes ago, Tito Francona not going to be managing the tribe tonight. Of course, he exited yesterday's game, never came back. Millsy was the skipper for the rest of the way. That incredible comeback win for the tribe. But again, they made the announcement a little bit earlier. Terry Francona not going to manage the tribe later on this evening when they take on the Texas Rangers. Joining us now here in studio to tell us about all kinds of exciting things going on this weekend at the Lorain Port Authority's Tiffany McClellan. Tiffany, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, thank you for joining us here in studio. And one of the things we wanted to speak to you about was the Waterfront History Excursion, and that's this Saturday, July 1st. For those who aren't familiar, what kinds of details can you share about that?
Absolutely. So the Waterfront History Excursion is actually a trip that is offered through the Lorain Port Authority. It departs out of Lorain right from Black River Landing, and this is actually a collaboration effort between the Lorain Historical Society and the Lorain Port Authority. So you get to hop on a shuttle boat, go on a two-hour excursion up the Black River through the waterfront of Lorain, and have 2 hours of history taught to you by a volunteer from the Lorain Historical Society.
And that's two pretty cool, informative hours. There are a lot of interesting things that you'll learn along the way there. And I know it's one of those things where you get on that cruise and you start moving along and you get to a bunch of different benchmarks on that cruise. What are some of the things you think that you're going to learn along the way, even for folks who have been around here their entire lives?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is really a very unique perspective of Lorain. So even if you've lived in Lorain your entire life, you're really going to be viewing it from a totally different vantage point. So you'll be going up the river. You'll go under two bridges, the Basco Bridge and the Henderson Bridge. You'll be going behind the steel mills and be able to see the operations of the steel mills, or a little bit lack thereof now. You'll be going past some heron rookeries, tons of wildlife. You'll actually go by the Lorain Lighthouse as well. Really everything along the river, you'll be learning about the businesses and the industry up the river. The Historical Society has done a great job of it, incorporating everything, and really is going to be able to talk to you about anything that you can see as you go by it.
Tiffany, that sounds like a very interesting excursion for people who are going to be on it. I don't think people realize just how much the history of Ohio has to do with Lake Erie, and of course towns like Lorain being right on it and the role they played in forming the state, correct?
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, Lorain is a commercial port, and it still is a commercial port. Mm-hmm. It's the third largest port in Ohio. So looking at from that way, even though the industry really has kind of slowed down a little bit, there's still a ton going on, and it's well worth it to see the changes that have happened over the years.
You mentioned there'll be some interesting wildlife that you'll be able to see along the way. I know a couple of preserves will be passed along the way also. What kinds of wildlife do you think folks will see when they're on this cruise?
Oh, definitely herons, and then the bald eagles. You really, it's a high likelihood that if you go on this trip that you'll end up seeing the bald eagles as well. That's one of the reasons why a lot of people actually like to go on this trip. So there's been so much work done on the river, just with the US EPA funding that's been poured into restoring the Black River. There's millions of dollars of restoration work, so the wildlife is really flocking back to the area.
And what time does this all take place on Saturday?
That's a 2 p.m. tour, and that'll happen this Saturday and the first and third Saturday of July and August.
Very nice. Refreshments available on this tour?
Not on this tour. We don't provide them, but you're more than welcome to bring along your bottle of water so that you make sure you stay hydrated. It's a long tour.
Yeah, and hopefully Mother Nature cooperates. Well, you know what? If you're on this cruise, you're undercover, right?
You sure are. So we have cover on the boat, and then we also have sides that can be zipped down. So really, rain or shine, you're good to go on this.
Well, and this is one of many events that you guys have going on this weekend. Of course, you know, the 100th anniversary of the lighthouse, right? I know you guys are a big part of that also, and there'll be a bunch of different tours there as well.
Absolutely. So we have lighthouse tours that also depart from the Spitzer Marina as well as Black River Landing. So that'll be taking place on throughout the weekend. So really, if you haven't been out to the jewel of the port, well worth the trip. With it being the 100th anniversary this Friday, there will be a dedication ceremony right on the mile-long pier at 11 a.m., and then really the festivities kick off from there. So it's a great trip to go on.
Tiffany, what are some of the things that you guys do with the Port Authority? I mean, when you hear the Port Authority, I think people expect, as you mentioned, the port taking control of all the cargo that's coming in and out of things. What are some of the other things you guys are involved in the community of Lorain?
Sure. So not only do we touch on the commerce end of things, but we're also really have our hands into the economic development end of everything in the city of Lorain. So that's really providing any kind of opportunity and environment to enhance the community for businesses to come into the city of Lorain. And then, of course, we have all of the events going on, the shuttle boat excursions, the Jet Express comes into the port as well. And then everything that happens at Black River Landing, we have a hand in making sure that we can have Rockin' on the River take place every Friday night throughout the summer. So we really do a lot of things throughout the city of Lorain.
Tiffany McClellan from the Lorain Port Authority, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And we were talking before we went on the air, and one of the things you mentioned was that when you guys shoot off fireworks, you guys are in a unique position because you guys are in a spot where typically fireworks aren't necessarily shot off anymore. So that put you guys in a really good spot on Saturday when you guys shoot them off again.
Yeah, it sure is. So the fireworks are actually shot off from the mile-long pier, which makes it a waterfront show through and through. So it's really a lot of coordination to be able to have a waterfront fireworks show, shutting down the harbor, having the parameter areas. So we know that the public really enjoys seeing the show from that vantage point, so we keep on doing it. So once again this year, the fireworks will be shot off on Saturday from the mile-long pier.
That should be the beginning of, well, a big weekend of fireworks for all the obvious reasons as we are coming up on the 4th of July. Hard to believe it's already a week away, but that's going to be an interesting kickoff and a very cool kickoff as well. Now, Rockin' on the River, of course, you guys play a big part in that as well. And, you know, this weekend should be a pretty interesting one with Bruce in the USA with Ravenwood for the Rockin' on the River concert, and that starts on Friday, right?
It sure does. So we kick off the weekend on Friday with the first Rockin' on the River show, and then we'll do another one again on Saturday at Black River Landing, right leading up to the fireworks show.
Very cool stuff. Well, where can folks go online to find tickets to all the events that we've discussed?
Great. So go to www.lorainportauthority.com.
LorainPortAuthority.com. That's where you can find out about ticket information. You can also see what other events are coming up as well. Well, Tiffany, we appreciate the time very much. We thank you for stopping by in studio, and hopefully you'll get lots of cooperation from Mother Nature, not only for the Waterfront History excursion coming up on Saturday, but for the fireworks and the whole nine yards.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.